Welcome to Vallejo's Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast on Sunday, April 15th, 2018. The Reverend Wendy Kamori Stager is preaching the sermon entitled, Sensing God. Our Old Testament lesson today is Psalm chapter 19, verses 1 through 10, and the New Testament lesson is Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 48.
Our scripture from the New Testament comes from the Gospel according to Luke. It's one of the times Jesus appears after he has risen from the dead. Hear this from Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 48. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you so frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." Please join me in a word of prayer. God, we ask you would send your Holy Spirit to be with us in this time of worship, in our time of listening, in our time of opening scriptures, that you would open to our understanding. Help us to know what it is about you want us to know this day, and then in knowing that, to go forth and share it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are people of faith. And so sometimes we ask people to take it on faith. And even the book of Hebrews describes faith is hope in things unseen. Sometimes we encourage one another to just believe. There's an old hymn about our immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes. But sometimes this spiritual language starts to get so spiritually, it becomes ethereal or really separate. And then we start to create this separation between things that are spiritual and things that are not spiritual. And this is true in the Bible as well. Sometimes Paul will write about the fruit of the Spirit, but he'll contrast that with the sins of the flesh and talk about how the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And I get stuck in this separation of language as well, setting our minds on spiritual things. But I was struck by the integration of flesh and spirit in this post-resurrection account. It was after Easter morning, and Jesus kept reappearing. And when he reappeared, it was not in a purely spiritual way. It wasn't that he reappeared in dreams or in visions. And I'm grateful for that, because have you ever tried to explain a dream that you had the night before? Yeah? And like, I'm trying to explain, it was so vivid and the walls were pink and then I was flying, right? And it was so funny. And the person you're telling it to just looks at you and goes, uh-huh. Or likewise, when somebody says, let me tell you about this really interesting dream. And inwardly, you kind of cringe. It doesn't always convey really well. And indeed, in other times in the Bible, God revealed himself in dreams and in visions. But Jesus' resurrection is not one of those times. Jesus' reappearance is not a dream sequence. For Jesus came to his disciples, and he stood among them. He was visible to their eyes. He stood on 2 feet. He obeyed the laws of gravity. He's not floating above in the corner of the room. He stood there among them. And of course, they were startled and afraid. And immediately, they thought they were seeing a ghost, an apparition, a spirit, a seeming of Jesus without really being Jesus. But Jesus looks back at the disciples and says, use your senses. Test out what it is that you are seeing. Jesus doesn't ask the disciples to take this leap on blind faith. In fact, he says, use your eyes. Look at me. And then he says, use your hands. Touch me and see. For ghosts do not have flesh and bones as you see that I have. Also, ghosts and spirits don't really need to eat. But Jesus then asked them for food. Do you have anything here for me to eat? And when they give him a piece of broiled fish, he chews it, he swallows it, he integrates it. And so it's a moment where Jesus' resurrection is a full resurrection. It's real. It's flesh and blood real. Wow. And so, in this sense, spirit and flesh, things of God and things that are tangible and touchable, cannot be so separate. And in fact, when we do this, we create these false separations of things that are the inner and the outer, or mind over matter, or things that are real and unreal. For God indeed created us with senses, with eyes to see, with ears to hear, with tongues to taste. We have the ability to smell. We have the ability to touch. And God created us with these senses and created the world in which we live. Psalm 19 says, the heavens are telling the glory of God. The heavens themselves are part of what's telling us about God. The firmament proclaims God's handiwork. There's no speech. The heavens don't speak, nor are there words, but their voice is not heard. Yet their voice, their message, goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the earth. Now, I want to step back here and make a distinction for you all. The heavens are not God, right? The heavens reflect God's glory. So whereas pagan tradition or goddess worship or earth-based spiritual systems tend to equate the universe with God, then it becomes a thing to be worshipped in and of itself. We call this pantheism. That we would say that God, that a goddess religion would say that the God and the universe are synonymous, that everything is God. But Christians don't look at creation and the world that way. We don't go that far. And the theological integration of how it is that God is in creation is called not pantheism, that all is God, but panentheism. Pan, all, and in, theism, God. That all is in God. So in panentheism, God and the created world are not equal because God is greater than the created world. That God animates the created world. And that God also appears within and pervades the cosmos. It's as if God's fingerprints are all over creation. And so then when we worship the creator, not the creation itself. Do you get that distinction? Right? So panentheism emphasizes that God can be actively present in the world, that God is both in the tangible and sensible and beyond what is tangible and sensible. But I don't want us to let go of that sensate part, because I think we can sense God's aliveness this Easter season, not in some abstract spiritual way, separate from our senses, but in a way that we can sense that aliveness in and around us. Have you seen signs of life popping up this spring? Easter doesn't fall in springtime as a coincidence. Perhaps you've held the hand of a child and felt their soft skin and pudgy fingers. Maybe you saw the mustard on the hillsides in the open space. Maybe a dear pet has come up and snuggled you. And there's a time of that I want us to be reconnecting with the wonder of God's creation. Ever hung out with a four-year-old? Right? And they're like, look, it's a pill bug! Right? And it tickles my hand. And look how many feet it has. And then it curled up into a ball. And there's this wide-eyed enthusiasm for a tiny bit of God's creation. And so I want to invite us into that sense of wonder. Again, not to wonder at creation, not to be scientists, but to wonder at the creator. And so I asked you to bring a bit of nature or creation today. So find that. I think I left mine over here somewhere. Oh, here's mine. Bob, here's yours, all the way up here. Right? I want you to take a moment and hold it in your hand. Right? Feel it. If it has a smell, you can smell it. Is it heavy? Is it light? Are there different textures on it? 60 seconds of silence to ponder what might the Creator be saying in this bit of creation this day? Where it came from. I wonder where it's going. I'm going to ask you to switch with somebody around you, because we brought different things this day. Oh, the choir has their music and everything. It was a lot harder for you to juggle things, right? So go ahead and switch with somebody else. And again, take a moment. How does this thing feel? What colors or shades are on this? Aww.
So sweet.
What perhaps is this bit of creation telling you about the glory of God? And we join with the psalmist in believing that the heavens are telling the glory of God and the firmament proclaims God's handiwork. Please join me in a word of prayer. God, we do thank you for your creation, for its intricacy, for the variety, for the colors and the smells of it. God, help us to never take your creation for granted, but to treasure it and to listen to how you might be speaking all around us and showing us signs of life. We thank you, O Creator, for your creation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I invite you now, if you feel comfortable, and let us sing this classic hymn that reminds us to sing Alleluia to our Creator.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.